So yeah, have a good
Awesome. Oh,
weekend. You worked very
see
hard.
you. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. See you.
Dun, dun. I like this music.
Music?
Oh
thank
man,
you.
awesome.
ये तो ऋग्वेद का मंत्र
हाँ यार बट बिनिंग इज टू गुड यार
है.
તમારો ફોન નથી તમારે ફોનમાં થાય ને
હા
હરી ઓન રાઈટ
Afternoon, H Town, and all who are listening online, wherever you are, namaste and pranam to the divine in you. You are now tuned to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 1110 AM, authentic radio show on Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. We'll be here till 2 p.m. today. Every Sunday, we are here from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. and it's a spiritual time. So chill your spirit with us. We'll be playing beautiful songs, melodious, divineful songs. And you can also listen to us online at masalaradio.com or our 24/7 online radio, that is sanatanhinducenter.org. So today's program is going to be equally fantastic. So be with us, don't go anywhere. We'll be here till 2 p.m. And I'm your host, Geeta, the Divine Song Raveler, along with Sri, the Fortune Raveler. And also Rakesh Bhai here. The full moon is here with us. Yes, Sriji, how was your week?
It's going very, very nice, Geeta ji.
Okay, I know, because your mom is in town. My mother-in-law has arrived and it's very beautiful weather.
You planned it.
I planned it. Yes, yes. And listeners, we dedicate this program, Sanatan Hindu Center, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, to our founder of Sanatan Hindu Center and Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, late Padmakant Kambati ji. Sanatan Hindu Center's mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. And Hinduism is not a religion, it's a way of life. Today is April 3rd, sunrise was at 7:11 a.m. and it is the month of Chaitra, Krishna Paksha, and today is Ekadasi. Ekadasi, and Ekadasi is until 7:07 p.m. Nakshatra is Dhanishta, and Parana time for today's Ekadasi is tomorrow, that is April 4th, between 7:10 to 9:40 a.m. And let's see what's up today for the program, Sriji. Can you walk through us what we have for the 2 hours for our listeners today?
Yes, every week, Gitaji, like, you know, you use all the nice, you know, Indian way of wishing all of our listeners. Today, I'm going to give them a little, you know, a Western way of doing it. Okay. So, namaste and bonjour, shayo, olo, ola, hello, all the listeners of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We welcome you to this Sunday show. 2 hours are you stuck with us, so don't go anywhere. You are about to listen to an amazing, inspiring, awe-inspiring show. We have a very beautiful show lined up for you. Keep listening. New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism is all about Hinduism, basics of Hinduism, and just celebrating the beauty of Hinduism. Brought to you commercial free every Sunday by Sanatan Hindu Center, co-sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation, and all our dedicated supporters. Some of you are listening to us right now. You can be a supporter to us. Call 832-361-0625 or email hinduismradio@gmail.com. You can know a lot about us. Hit us up on our Facebook page, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And like always, the first 60 minutes, you just heard her, your host Geeta, the Divine Song Raveler, will take you on an inquest of Hinduism. Experience your favorite lively Bhagavad Gita customized for our way of life in America. In Drutara rigid time, we ask, you call, tell, and win an e-gift card. Hinduism basics, plain and simple about Hinduism. And we also wish and pray for all of us in the world, for the welfare of the world. And in the second 60 minutes, we will today engage and energize you in deep treasures of Sanatan Dharma. Today, Tara the Star Narsimhan is on a leave of absence to India. Wherever you are, Taraji, hello to you. And know what's going on in temple times in Sri Meenakshi Temple. Houston happenings brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston. And today we have a special guest, Mr. Partha Sarathy, President, Hindus of Greater Houston, will be here to speak about their upcoming event next weekend, Hindu Youth Award.
That's
so stay tuned.
Hour, right? Next
yes, around 1:15-ish. Mm-hmm. So listen to him. It's going to really inspire you why you have to join them at Hindu Youth Awards. And then get intrigued and interact. This is our favorite segment around 1:30. Inquest of Hinduism. Today's topic is upcoming festival on April 6th, Ugadi. And all along the show, enjoy lots and lots of melodious songs and new energy. New experience on Hinduism. You are about to enter
the no conflict zone. Yes. And did you realize the background music which I'm playing? What's it? Sridharji?
It's my favorite.
It's your favorite.
It's my favorite.
Do you
human
know
being.
Why I'm playing this? We have entered April.
April. Ram Navami month.
Ram Navami, the Ram Janam, the birth of Ramji. This is the month he was born. And according to Vedic calendar, this year it's going to be April 15th and we are going to celebrate Ram Janam this year at Ashirwad Vedic Fair also. Vedic Fair 5 is all going to be about Ram. So mark your calendars, it's going to be on April 23rd, Saturday. We are going to celebrate Ram Janam, the birth of Sri Ramchandra Ji. You want to say anything else? So because it's the month of Ram, let me open today's program with this beautiful Ram song. You're listening to Anoop Jalota's voice. He's asking you to steal the name of Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Bolo Ram, Bolo Ram, Bolo Ram, Ram, Ram. Bolo Ram,
Bolo Ram, Bolo Ram, Bolo Ram. This song is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation
of USA, who celebrates Dashara Festival in Skeeter Stadium in the month of October.
And they're also celebrating
Ram Janam on April
16th.
That is Saturday. In Durgabari Temple, we are going to announce that event shortly. Join us, listeners, and chant the name of Ram.
I heard your name, I think you called this or twice.
Senses? He's talking about senses.
Understand the two announcements. Back as you heard, you have to see
something. Can you forward it to me?
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
R-A V V as in Victor, U, L, A, 9, at hotmail.com.
What a beautiful voice he has, oh my god. Anup Jalota JKJ.
Very jawani mein soya.
Sarkis, wo very kahani hai. Everybody is.
Intoxicated, Geetaji, it's not laugh. You keep telling, right? Whenever we cry, like
you
cry
you
in joy.
Laugh for an important thing.
No, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to.
The song really.
I don't want
so
to tick off any listeners today. You really rock started it with Ramji, so let's keep it on.
Not only the he has a mesmerizing voice and it's a beautiful song, but the meaning also is so beautiful. You know, I really like the meaning. I always pay attention to lyrics too. This is so beautiful, you know, he's telling like, you know, childhood has gone just like that and Jawani, that is your youth, you have always been sleeping, asleep means you're not awake in devotion, that's what he means and Budapa also has come, old age has come and now...
Come on, Geetaji, that's what we do in Jawani, you sleep.
You sleep.
Come on, we do. We enjoy sleeping.
Did you, the first stanza was, the first one, it was all telling about calm, krodh, madhmat, said you, all these are there inside you and they're not letting you go to Ram. So be aware, you have to crush them down and you have to steal the Ram name. You should not be, what do you say, you should not be... stolen by these five things, these
five
evil things, five enemies that are inside you. You have to overcome them. The only way to overcome is...
The keyword is they are inside us.
Bolaram. Just Ram's name.
Ram is so simple, but very, very hard to understand and reach.
Well, I think just chant his name and it's so beautiful. You can just keep on chanting his name. That will make you win over these five enemies. And now, listeners, it's about time for Bhagavad Gita segment. So, shortly we'll be going to Bhagavad Gita segment and we will be here today till 2 p.m. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are here every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on 11:10 a.m. And you can also listen to us live on sanatanhinducenter.org. And if you want to call us for Q-time, which will be coming up after the Bhagavad Gita segment, the number to call is
281-277-6874.
I'm really curious to know what is today's Q-time question. I'm sure it's going to be about Sri Ramji. And that is sponsored by Vedic Fair 5. Mark your calendars. April 23rd on Saturday from 3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So much happening at Vedic Fair 5. Also celebrating Ram Janam this year at Vedic Fair 5. And it's going to happen at Cinco Ranch High School, KT. And now let's, from Ram, we will move to
Shyam.
Shyam. My name is Geeta, the divine song Rahula, here in the studio with Sri Rahula and Kanti Bhai and also Rakesh Bhai here. Today, it's Bhagavad Gita segment. What is Bhagavad Gita? For me, it's a beautiful, blissful, enlightening song. But literally, it means divine song. Bhagavad means divine, Gita means song. It's a dialogue that happened between Sri Krishna and Arjuna about 6,000 years back in Kurukshetra, near New Delhi, India. Sri Krishna reveals to Arjuna self-knowledge that benefits every individuals of all faiths, irrespective of any religion you belong. You can benefit from Bhagavad Gita that's been spoke by Sri Krishna to Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters that contain a total of 700 shlokas or verses. Each shloka contains 12 to 20 words, approximately. And now let's invoke our gurus, our acharyas and Sri Krishna before starting Bhagavad Gita and offer our gratitude and respects to them. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. I bow down to my Guruji. Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Sasi Varnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Thyayet Sarva Vighnopasantaye Yasya Dvirada Vatratyah Parishatyah Parasatam Vikram Nighnanti Satatam Vishwaksenam Tamashreye Vyasam Vasishtha Naptaram Sikte Pautramakalmasham Parasaratmajam Vande Sukatatam Taponidhim Samyanyaya Kalapina Mahata Bharatena Cha Upabrumhita Vedaya Namo Vyasaya Vishnave. And let us invoke our beloved Lord Sri Krishna. Sarathyam Archinasyajo Kurvan Gita Amritam Dadau Lokatrayopakaraya Tasmai Krishnatmane Namaha. Krishnam Kamala Patraksham Punyasravana Kirtanam Vasudevam Jagatyonim Naomi Narayanam Harim. Krishnaya Yadavendraya Jnana Mudraya Yogini Nathaya Rukminisaya Namo Vedanta Vedini. Om Asmat Gurubhyo Namaha. In the previous weeks, we learned about characteristics of self, three gunas, three qualities that affect the self, that is us, and how to minimize its effects. We also learned how to train ourselves to endure the opposites, dvandvas that influence us. And we are now in Karma Yoga in Bhagavad Gita. That is second chapter. Bhagavad Gita tells us how our different attitude towards the work we do affect us in different ways. Gita tells us that we have the right to do our duty. Only work is in our hands, but results are not in our hands. So we need not worry about the results of our work and accept them equally. Because external conditions are not in our hands and only internal of how you endure and accept is in our hands. So with this attitude, we continue our work despite the results being unfavorable or favorable to us. So that's what we learned so far. And chapter 249 shloka tells that we need to take refuge in God and do not work to seek reward for the work that we do. All the work should be done with an attitude that it is done for God, and this kind of work is superior to all.
If you think about how many people fought there,
11 Akshani, Pandavas, and 18 Akshani of Kauravas.
No. 11 Kauravas, 7 Pandavas.
Total 18.
Total
18. Yes. And they, if you want to think about accommodating all those and there, it takes huge area.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the center is near New Delhi, yes, but it covers so many. It may be
places.
Even, it's like a world war.
Yeah. It's actually, I went to Kurukshetra.
Yeah.
Kurukshetra, it's a lot of villages they put together.
Still, there is no way to accommodate
that.
No, you
have to call after 2 p.m. right now.
So
this
it was
is
not war war, it was fought here.
What happened?
Masala cruise. Masala cruise.
So, chapter 2, 50th shloka. Buddhi yukto jahati ha ubhi sukruta dushkrute tasmat yogaya yujyasva yoga karmasu kausalam. One who prudently practices the science of work without attachment can get rid of both good and bad reactions in this life itself. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of working. So, all the shlokas from 49 to 51 are talking about karma yoga, which is detachment towards the results of the actions that you perform. So here our acharyas are telling us, and Krishna is telling us, that the man that has evenness of mind, they cast off in this world both merit and sin. That is sukruta and dushkruta, punya and papa. Even the chapter 251 shloka, Krishna tells to Arjun, karmajam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva manishinaha janma bandha vinirmuktaha padam gacchanti anamayam. So the wise with the equanimity of intellect, that is buddhi, intellect is buddhi that you have. If your intellect is equal, it is practiced, only the wise has that equanimity of intellect. They abandon attachment to the results of their actions, which bind one to the cycle of life and death. So with this attitude towards work, they attain a place that is devoid of suffering. So that's the art of working. So when you practice this kind of attitude towards any work that you perform, then it will lead you to a place which is devoid of suffering, is Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, Karma Yoga, and that is the art of working, which is Karma Yoga. So here, let us see how to practice. See, one way of practicing Karma Yoga is to be aware. So you can be aware of your attachments to the results of the actions, and then modifying your attitude is one way you do it. So another way to practice Karma Yoga is by applying devotion with equanimity in all actions you do. So for the second one, that is devotion, it's important to first to know God, to learn about his attributes of your favorite God, or Ishtadev you can call, and develop devotion. So, but once you develop devotion, once you develop that connection, is the easiest way to practice Karma Yoga. As all actions we do are to please God, and all results we accept as the will of God. So when that state of mind is reached, then you're in Karma Yoga all the time. So, but in order to practice again devotion, that is bhakti, we need to establish the connection with your favorite God. We need to establish, if you like a God, you have to listen to the stories, talking about him, listening to his leelas, his playtime leelas. And the first step is to create an urge in you to know about your favorite God. So creating an urge to know, it will lead you to other things. It'll unfold certain things where you can go to satsangs, and you can either a book, or the urge itself can make you meet your guru, who can indirectly or directly lead you to that path of devotion. So you don't need to worry about, once you get your guru, you don't need to worry about anything. He will take over of the path and he will lead you to the bhakti path. But first is to develop that urge about the source of creation, and then things will automatically unfold. So this path is recommended by many sages because devotion is power. Devotion being the equanimity of mind in success and failure on the part of him who is engaged in the performance of his own duties. His mind is resting on God, Ishwara, his Ishtadev. as the source of the creator, and it is indeed a power, because works which are of binding in nature also lose that nature when done with the evenness of mind. So therefore, instill in you the attitude of equanimity, be aware of your expectations and correct them, or become a devotee. The second one is simple. Once you establish the connection, you don't need to worry. Automatically, you're offering every action that you do towards God. So let's look at a practical example, just like every week we do. You know, people usually often have a misconception that if you're not attached to results, then you'll not have enthusiasm to perform actions. We think that there is no motivation or inspiration. We think it's the results that are motivating us, in fact. But actually, we can say that is wrong. Let's look at a doctor who is operating his own child and a stranger. Let's compare both. A doctor who is operating his own child and a doctor who is operating, the same doctor who is operating a stranger. So with a stranger, he doesn't need to worry about the results. He only does his duty. But when compare with that, in comparison to operating his own child, most doctors prefer to get their child operated by another doctor. We all know that. Most of the people who have doctors in the family, they know, like, you know, they want another doctor to be performing the operation. Why? Because they know their attachment for the results might come in their way. So here we can clearly see that work done with an attitude of duty gets best results than that with attachment. Similarly, a soldier at war also has the same attitude. If not, he can't perform his duty. If he has attachment towards the other country, he cannot perform his duty. Likewise, any work, or maybe any profession, work done with an evenness of mind will produce best results. So Karma Yoga is all about art of working. You perform the same action but with a different attitude. So does equanimity or evenness of mind mean that you don't have any emotions? You're just like still like rock? Does it mean you don't get excited? You don't feel sympathy towards a person who is suffering? Suppose you see a person who met with an accident. Does it mean you don't feel anything and leave everything to God at that moment and move on with your evenness of mind? Let's look into that next week. Next week's shloka is also about chapter 2, 51 shloka, where Krishna is telling what we will achieve by maintaining that equanimity of intellect, what the wise achieve with that evenness of mind. They achieve a place beyond miseries. A place beyond miseries is what they achieve, and we will look into details about how a wise person with evenness of mind will achieve a place beyond suffering. Let's also chant shlokas, closing shlokas, and jump to exciting Q time, Dhruv Tara quiz, your favorite time where you can interact with us. And closing shlokas of Bhagavad Gita are Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Deva Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantra Tasya Namani Yani Karma Apyekam Tasya Devasya Seva कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि श्रीमन्नारायणायेति समर्पयामि सर्वं श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु ॐ अस्मद्गुरुभ्यो नमः. See, today's shloka is all about offering everything to God. For all bhaktas do this, whatever they do. At the end, we always say Sarvam Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Not only just saying, but inside our mind, we have that bhav. We invoke that bhav. We invoke that emotion, saying that whatever I did today, whatever I did with my mind, body, prayers, everything that I do, influenced by nature, everything that I do, I offer it to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So I don't carry anything with me.
So one good thing about it is, since you are offering it to the Lord,
yes, Kantibai,
you will automatically think that you should not do anything wrong or bad thing. So you don't want to offer those to the Lord.
That's a good point. Good point. See, but and again, the shloka also tells, usually we do wrong because of our ignorance.
Right.
See, we are not enlightened about that. Okay, this is wrong.
That is by not by intention. If it happens by just by typical or nature or something, it's okay. But sometimes you intentionally want to do something, and that will prevent you from doing it.
That will, you know, that is like being Kamsa or Ravan. Even though they are full of knowledge, they intentionally did the bad things. Then Krishna himself have to come and take care of it. Okay, so and establish the dharma again. Yes, we offer everything that we do to Lord Krishna or your Ishtadev. And before going to Q time, let me bring you another Ram Bhajan, because this is the month of Ramji. So let's celebrate Ram Janam. And this song is brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
Murakesh Babu, I think direct career. We don't go through that. Composition of Gurati Avani, yeah, this is the jagger, right? Do you have to set it up or can automatically set up thing?
No, set up. Set up. I'm 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 set up. I'm
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We are here every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
ઓડિયો બધું હું કરતો હતો, વિડિયો ને મેં બધું કરેલું હતું, કમ્પ્યુટરમાંથી જાય જ નહીં ઇક્વિપમેન્ટમાં, તો પછી આપણે શું કરે કે પેલો ઓડિયો વાળો લઈને આવ્યો હતો બધું સિસ્ટમ. હવે હું અહીંયાથી કહું એની સિસ્ટમ ના ચાલે તો પછી મારે બી કહું.
Time flies.
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. and we'll be here till 2 p.m. with you. You're listening to Gita, the Divine Song Rawala, along with Sri, the Fortune Rawala, bringing you Q time, Dhruv Tara Q time. So what's the question today, Sriji?
Gitaji, when we say Hinduism, right,
mm-hmm.
it's always new, new, and new. So much need to be known, enjoyed, and relished. So, we are also online. You can listen to us online, sanathanhinducenter.org or masalaradio.com. Studio hotline, which will be handy in the next 5 minutes, 281-277-6874. So, what is the little time today? In our signature style, okay? To all in the studio and to all our dedicated listeners.
First listeners and then...
Okay.
True. Yes.
Which Hindu god
uh-huh.
is 007?
007.
With sweet 16.
Which Hindu god is...
007. With sweet 16.
007. Is that... That's what...
What is the number 7 and number 16 in this riddle? If you know 16, you have to tell us 3 of those 16. Okay, so what is... Which Hindu god is 007 with sweet 16?
I know 007.
281-277-6874. Will a e-gift card from Ashirvad's Vedic Fair. Ashirvad's Vedic Fair to celebrate India is happening on Saturday, April 23rd, 2016, 3:30 to 9 p.m. at Cinco Ranch High School, 23440 Cinco Ranch Boulevard, KT.
Yes, that's a very nice question. I think I got the clue from the previous questions which you asked.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I prepped all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In a unique way of riddling ourselves.
So, the number to call is 281-277-6874. Which Hindu god is... The clue is...
Which Hindu god is 007 with sweet 16? We need to know the number 7 and 16 in the riddle. If you know 16, you have to give us 3 of 16.
But why are you saying 007?
That's my way of saying 7.
Oh, okay.
That's all, Gitaji. I'm riddling, right?
Is it some James Bond?
Yes, it's 007.
Okay.
You know, to play that music. Ding, ding, ding.
No, I'll play this music. Well, number to call is 281-277-6874. And while the queue time is going on, this is sponsored by Vedic Fair. So we'll give you some information about Vedic Fair. So it's going to happen, mark your calendars, Saturday, April 23rd from 3:30 to 9 p.m. in Cinco Ranch High School, KT. And we are going to celebrate Ram Janam and a lot of other things happening. It's going to be a fun, festive and flamboyant fair, a complete show to celebrate India. 25 plus exhibits where you can experience the length and breadth of India. Starting with Lord Ramji's Ayodhya in Saket Lok Diorama. For your little ones, all the little ones out there, go back in time to see Lord Ram's dynasty, Ikshwaku dynasty, Sun dynasty or Surya Vansha. You will be on stage rocking. All the little ones will be rocking in very beautiful glittering costumes. And don't miss the grand finale primetime show. That is Rama, the Lord of...
16.
Okay, I think we gave a hint for today's question. What else is going to be at Vedic Fair? Vedic Bazaar, you can enjoy a variety of Indian delicacies and shop for Indian apparel, jewelry and accessories. Live cooking competition. Come early to have prasad from famous Ram temples from India. It's arrived. My mom-in-law got the prasad from Bhadrachalam. So, which we'll be distributing to all our people, attendees at Vedic Fair. An awesome, awesome signature event showcasing Ashirvad's unique Shloka Thon talent. For booths and sponsors, you can contact Shri the Fortune Ravula, 281-995-0930. We are on Facebook. We can facebook.com/Vedic Fair. So, that's about Vedic Fair. And going back to the queue time question. We already gave you a small hint, but what is 007? What is 007? So, who is the Hindu god?
Who represents number 7.
Represents number 7 and represents number 16.
Yes.
Number 7 and number 16. And number to call is?
281-277-6874.
And let me bring another beautiful Ramji song. Here it is by Jagjit Singh Ji. It's Manne Ram Basale. Brought to you by Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA.
કરો.
મોસ્ટ ઓફ ગાઈઝ નોટ લિસનિંગ.
Geetaji, we'll go to second question.
Seven is sharp shooter.
That's a good gift.
Bali.
Bali.
Today's cue time question is, give us the name of the god.
Hindu god.
Hindu god.
Who is 007 with sweet 16.
So he represents number 7 and 16. What is number 7 and what is number 16?
281-277-6874 to win instant e-gift card sponsored by Vedic Fair.
So can I try number 7?
No, I'll give you another question.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's all about Ramji. So many beautiful things. Okay. One doesn't suffice.
Number to call is 281-277-6874. Give us the name of Hindu god.
Okay. For my research. Okay. That two reasons which led Lord Vishnu's incarnation or of Lord Rama as human. The very pious, very Dharma Purush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the second reason?
So what's the first one?
To kill Lord, I mean, Rama. King Ravan.
Okay. The second one is why he is incarnated. Is that the reason? It's a curse. Yes. It's a curse which he gets from Naraji because...
Gitaji.
Yes.
You're giving away the answer.
No, I thought the question is for me.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
The question, that's what I thought. Okay, because you wouldn't let me answer the first question. What is number 7?
I wanted to distract you to the second one.
Those are the historical reasons. What is the philosophical reason?
See, the reason why he... So, of course, the philosophical reason is he wanted to establish Dharma. He wanted to show us that an inspiration we got from... him, because he's such an inspiration. I don't think how much ever you really purify your mind, body, soul and everything and become divine, I feel like there is still more to do. There's still more. His milestone is somewhere else, but still it is inspiring because like 16 qualities we are talking about. Even you take one quality for now.
There is an infiniteness. So the question is, who is the Hindu god? Who is the Hindu god 007 with sweet 16? We gave you all the answers. All you need to do is call us 281-277-6874 and lay it out to us and then win an instant e-gift card.
Instant e-gift card, yes. And the number to call is 281-277-6874. Kanti Bhai,
yes,
you want to add something?
One other reason for Sri Ram to descend here is to fulfill the wishes of his bhaktas. He's so compensated.
Mm-hmm. So, I was about to say that one of the other reasons to Ramji to be here is for us.
A lot of his bhaktas want to see him in a form.
Yes. So. Yeah. Yes. He definitely, so many
like,
ways.
Like Shabri and all.
Oh, yeah. Shabri ji, Ahalya ji, so many things. Right. I think the journey of Ram, if you see, he faces challenges with grace. You know, if you see his life, I was thinking like, you know, when at the age of 17, he was a teenager, he had to go to forest.
Right.
And then face so many demons and then because they were creating a havoc in the forest and not letting rishis do their prayers. So let's take the call and continue the story. Namaste, you're on air. Rakhi ji, yes, you have the answer for a question. Okay. Go ahead, Rakhi ji. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and we want you to
a big clap for your husband, Rocky G.
And you too.
You too. Okay, now you have to try to give us those 3 of 16, at least 3 of 16. Do you know? Okay.
Is Satyavakyaha. That's right. You got it right, the first one. Give away. Okay. He never remembered. Okay.
Okay. Can you try the third one? You're keeping it interesting, Rakhiji. Keep going. You're doing good. Oh, all of you ladies out there love that one.
Of course.
Thank you very much, Rakhi ji. You won a gift card. Like, you know, we will send you that through email, hopefully today evening. So enjoy. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Namaste.
So there you go. Quickly, Gita ji.
Yes.
Okay. He is 7th incarnation, Lord Rama, Lord Rama, Lord Rama.
Ooh, we know that, ooh. We know that, because you have given us a clue. In Dashavatar, you've asked yes. that Vaman's question, see? So we are following you very,
see,
very
I'm not that tough, I'm so simple.
An ardent listener. So, yes, okay.
Okay, I'm building the momentum yes. for the reading time.
7th
okay.
out of Dashavatar.
Yes, so he's Dashavatar. Like, you know, Kantipa pointed a sharpshooter, 007.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know him, great archer he is.
Yes.
That is just one small thing, actually. That's the more glorified one. Okay, he's Gunavan, principled and endowed with good qualities. Help me out, some of them are tough to say. Viryavan, endowed with prowess. Dharmagna.
Dharmagna.
Always righteous in all action. I think that's what Rakhiji was trying to say.
We'll stop there. We'll reserve the later for next week, because this month is totally for Ramji. Because this is the month of Ramji's birth.
I can't wait, Gitaji. Come on. You have to let me say.
That's what we learned from her.
No, that is true. That is true. Each one of them by itself takes a lot of time to understand.
No, we have to next week onwards, with every character, every guna, we will bring a story of Ramji. Because we're only talking about his guna.
You're already presenting Rama, Lord of 16, Gitaji. You can give us a
That's
clue.
That's for Vedic fair.
Yes.
See, for example, you know, Dharmagya, right? Dharmagya is always at the path of Dharma. See, we were talking about the hardships he faced.
And always remember, listeners, quickly, I want to point out he was in human form. Forget he was God. Okay,
he was...
did all in human form.
He was like us.
That's awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes, it is. It is. So Dharmagnya is that he always followed the Dharma, right? Mm-hmm. Dharma is the way of life as righteousness, mm-hmm. as prescribed to those times. So this is, if the Raja Dharma, that is the king had to do these things, even though he had any personal hardships, any personal difficulties he had to face, he took it up on him and still followed the Dharma.
The sacrifices
like,
he made.
Like Rashmiji said, Satyavakyaha. So whatever words that are spoken by him, he stuck to those words, right? For example, he was asked to go to forest. He obeyed, you know, to his parents, even though Dashrath said he can avoid.
Very famous thing, Rukul Rita Sadachaliyai.
Yeah, Parvachan Najai. So like that, he went to forest, and then of course Bharatji, who is very much in love with Ramji. He comes to forest, and Kaikeyi Mata, who asked Ramji to go to forest, she also says, I'm going to take my word back. Whole Ayodhya came to Ramji. Guru Vashishta also says, Ramji, Ram, you need to listen to Bharat, because Bharat is your Ananya Bhakta, and you have to listen to him, because there's no dharma beyond bhakti, he says, right? And everybody is out there asking Ramji to come, and then now it's just, he can just go back, because Kaikeyi herself is saying, I'm going to take my words back.
No, Gitaji, the impeccable clarity of mind Lord Rama has
in separating
the love from Dharma.
Love from Dharma. The thing I wanted to say is Satyavakyaha, which our listener Rakhi ji has spoke about. He speaks the truth, and he adheres to that word that is spoken by him. So this is where you can see the story behind it. Even though the whole Ayodhya came out crying, even though his guru himself has said, hey, you have to listen to Bharat because he's, you know, he wins. His bhakti wins over your dharma. Still, Ramji says, yes, I'm going to take back your kingdom, but only after 14 years. So he still goes, he still sticks to the words that are spoken by him. So that is Satyavakya, one of the story. But we'll bring more stories to you, beautiful stories of Ramji, how he is known as, how he got all these six qualities. Why do we say that Ramji has 16 qualities? Valmiki Ramayana, in fact, starts with the 16 qualities. When Naradji, when Brahmaji asks Naradji, Brahmaji says, not Brahmaji, Valmikiji, sorry, I went to the creator suddenly. But Valmikiji, the author of Ramayana, asks Naradji that, is it a man, human being on this earth, ever took birth on this earth who has the 16 qualities of, in a human form, having 16 qualities? And Naradji says, yes, there is, right now, right in Ayodhya, and his name is Ram. And those 16 qualities, we are going to bring them to you with stories in next week.
And right? Gita ji, you know, that's why it's called Ramachandra.
Ramachandra. Yeah, moon has 16 qualities, right?
Yes.
So he is Ramachandra ji. Now it's time for Meenakshi temple time at 1 o'clock. And following that is, we'll bring local events sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston. And our inquest topic today is about Ugadi. Ugadi is a new year to many in India. We're going to speak about Ugadi. You can interact with us and let us know how you celebrate Ugadi, or what do you call whoever is celebrating New Year in this month. Some of you call it by some other name other than Ugadi. Call us and interact with us and share with us how you celebrate Ugadi. What's up, Sanatan Hinduism hosts offer healing prayers to people who need help or seek relief from any pain that they are suffering from. You also can call us into the studio and give your name or email us at hinduismradio@gmail.com. We'll keep it anonymous if you want, or we can also announce your name. We offer prayers to well-being to all. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Santir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May there be well-being in all, peace in all, fulfillment in all, auspiciousness in all. May all be happy, may all be free from illness, may all see what is auspicious, may no one suffer. May there be peace, peace and peace everywhere.